Hello and welcome to the Divine Self-Care Meditations and Musings podcast. This is Elena Lipson, your self-care coach and mentor. And today I have a powerful, beautiful, aligning, guided meditation for you. If you are in the middle of something, no worries. You can listen along to my voice and let the energy just guide you and bring you into a state of peace, inner peace. And if you do have the ability to go somewhere right now or to go ahead and close your eyes and be in the moment in a chair or lying on the floor or on a bed or couch, whatever you like, go ahead and do that as well. Today, I want to walk you through a meditation for creating inner peace. And the reason that I want to do this, and I think it's so important to create inner peace, is that your inner state of mind, your inner energy, is what informs the way you show up for the world, for the things you believe in, for the people that you prioritize, for yourself. And finding inner peace is quite challenging when the external environment is bringing you chaos and negativity and reality of what's happening in the world. And so instead of allowing all of these external things to bring inner chaos and inner violence and inner storms, we can acknowledge them, allow them to process and to move through like a storm would, and to come back to inner peace. Now, I'm not saying that your entire life is going to be inner peace filled, but more and more you can strive or intend to evolve to a place where you have an internal realm of calm and peace, even though you're doing things that are fast and creative and ambitious, whatever your life looks like on the outside. My belief is when you begin to practice inner work, the self-care inner work, you can begin to tap into an inner calm and inner peace that can inform you and ground you in the most chaotic of times, whether you're the mom of several toddlers or teenagers or whatever, or whether you're working a high stress job or you're starting a business. Your life has demands, and the more you can invest time, energy, and attention into your inner world, the more it will start to pay off in dividends with more patience, with more connection, with more clarity of mind, with less fog, less overwhelm, less confusion, less overworking. You can start to tap in and become your own barometer for knowing when the external environment needs to be put on hold and you need to come back in inside and really find that inner peace. So why don't you go ahead and find a space, even if you're in the middle of something, just invite yourself to become fully present. And the easiest and most powerful way to do this is by focusing and finding your breath. It's amazing to me how often people will hold their breath or breathe in a very shallow way and not really inhale to your capacity, which limits your ability to take life in fully. It limits your ability to be fully present. Instead, you are simply surviving on the surface of life. And so regardless of what your external circumstances are right now, you always have the ability to get present and to take a deep breath. Sometimes just a few deep breaths is all you need to help yourself get refocused and grounded into the best version of yourself that needs to show up. Sometimes your life will keep pushing you and pushing you until you feel like you need to run the other direction. But instead of running away, let's go ahead and commit to being present. So continue finding that deep breath Sometimes a nice deep sigh can help you to release some of those stuck, tense places in your body. Your body is made up of energy. And so when there's stuck energy in your body, you can feel stuck in your entire existence because that's your experience. That's your perspective. You're living from within your body. Although you might be spending lots of time in your mind, you actually do have that body. So as you continue to breathe, start to scan your body from the top down, starting with the top of your head. And as I mention each part of your body, just bring your breath and awareness to that part of your body, allowing just a few degrees of relaxation to enter into that part. Begin to become aware of your forehead, your eyes, behind your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, your tongue, your lips, allowing your lips to part a little bit, creating relaxation. Allowing your jaw to settle, noticing if you've been gripping your jaw or biting down on your teeth just as a stressful reaction. Now begin to notice your ears, the front, back, and sides of your neck. Perhaps a little movement to release any tension would benefit you. As you continue inhaling deeply and exhaling deeply, begin to bring awareness to your shoulders. Sometimes a light shimmy of your shoulders can start to release any tension. Noticing your arms, your hands and fingers, maybe stretching your hands and fingers out, open and close a few times and then relaxing. That contrast of tensing and releasing can help you to choose relaxation. Next, begin to become aware of your chest and your upper back, your solar plexus, and your mid-back and your sides under your arms. Just noticing if you're holding any tension, allowing your breath to fill your lungs fully and empty fully. Starting to notice how even just a few moments of relaxation begins to bring your energy into a slower, slower vibration. With your next breath, bring your attention to your lower belly, your lower back, noticing if you're holding or gripping any tension in your belly. As women, we're so used to holding in our belly to reach some crazy ideal of flat tummy, but we are round and we are full. And so release that grip and just allow yourself to be. Next, bring your attention to your hips, even your sphincter muscle. Sometimes you hold it without even realizing it. And so just bring relaxation into your inner muscles, your inner pelvic muscles. It's just the intention is enough without feeling every muscle individually. As you continue to breathe, bring your attention and awareness to your thighs, your calves, your shins. Just allow a sense of relaxation, of heaviness, groundedness to be present. And finally, with your next breath, bring attention to your feet and your toes, maybe wiggling your toes a little bit for contrast, and then stillness. And now just bring your attention back to your breath. And just notice. Notice what's coming up in your body, in your heart, in your mind, as you're bringing yourself fully present into the moment. Allowing your thoughts to come and go. Sometimes I like to think of my thoughts as an ice cube in warm tea. It's melting into one and all. Allowing the thoughts to just be part of everything instead of focusing so acutely on one or two thoughts. Or perhaps you can see them as clouds passing by. Whatever feels right for you. And just begin to notice this sense of stillness inside your body. And bring your attention and awareness to just between your eyes, at the third eye point, that third eye chakra. Just bring your awareness right there. It's the point maybe about an inch above your eyebrows in the middle of your two eyes. And it's this inner screen, an inner sensation of being with yourself, with your intuition, and just noticing how you can, within a few minutes, bring stillness and peace, regardless of what's going on around you. And continue breathing with intention and awareness and presence. And now in this space of stillness and inner peace, bring your attention back to that third eye. And envision a screen opening up, kind of like a movie theater screen, but this is your own personal, private movie theater. You're the only one sitting there. There's no one else here. And just begin to get curious. Curious about the things that are causing you lack of peace right now, the things that are causing you disharmony, and start noticing what shows up on that screen. Maybe you're seeing news headlines. Maybe you're seeing different conversations or arguments or disconnection from people that you want to prioritize more in your life. Maybe you're seeing a version of yourself that is hurried and busy and overwhelmed and overworked and underappreciated. And just begin to see and acknowledge. Just feel the difference of any tension coming up in your body as you're watching the screen. And bring yourself to that stillness again as you see the screen fade, recognizing the fact that you have this inner control of what you allow to be on the screen of your life. Now you see the screen again coming up with a fresh new set of images. And in this version, I want you to tap into your deepest intention for how you want to walk through life and connect with that version of yourself on that screen. What is this version of you doing? What do you spend your time committed to? Is there a part of you that feels that you want to serve in some way or connect more with the people in your life or community? What brings you joy? And notice the difference in your body. Maybe you're feeling a sense of love and gratitude welling up in your heart. And instead of tension, you feel a relaxation, a sense of deep inner peace stemming from what you're choosing to focus on. Now let's let that screen fade away as well. And from the sense of inner peace, I invite you to locate in your heart or your solar plexus or wherever in your body you're feeling that sense of connection, that sense of intentionality, of being a positive influence in your life. I want you to take that feeling and see it expanding in your body, expanding to fit your entire body, becomes a bubble of expansion filled with that deep sense of inner peace, spreading that out to your entire body until you are inside the bubble of inner peace. And now I want you to envision this bubble of inner peace expanding about 2 to 3 feet around you. Whatever room you're in, it's going to start filling up that room. If there's anyone else in the room with you, it starts to expand and include them as well. With your next breath, on the exhale, allow that bubble of inner peace to expand even further, to surround the entire building or home that you're in, spreading that inner peace to everyone, animals and humans and things in that house or home or building. With the next breath, I want you to intend to imagine, expand that inner bubble of peace to your community, to include your entire neighborhood and community. It's getting bigger and bigger, front, back, side to side, above and below. It's getting bigger and bigger. With your next breath, expand that bubble of inner peace to include your entire city. It's amazing how far that inner peace could spread, just touching the essence of everything along the way. With your next breath, allow that inner peace bubble to expand to your entire state, bigger and bigger. And yes, you can hold that. You can allow that. You are creating that. With your next breath, invite, imagine that expansion all the way to the country, to the entire country, including every animal, person, activity happening right now. Expand it all the way to include the entire country. And now expand that inner peace bubble to include the entire earth, all the countries in one bubble of inner peace. It's that powerful. Imagining, stemming from you right now, that inner peace bubble surrounding the entire earth. And in one final expansion, allow that bubble to infinitely expand into the ethers, into the universe, so that you send out this beautiful pulse of inner peace to everything and everyone around you without limit. That includes everything and everyone, all situations being blessed with the inner peace that you cultivated. In your own way, offer a blessing of gratitude. And may this peace, may this pulse of inner peace that you sent out have ripples in your own life and in the lives of all that were surrounded by the inner peace that you created. Take a nice deep breath and sigh and release. You can shake your shoulders a little bit, shake your hips, shake out your legs, perhaps get up and shake out your entire body. This meditation of inner peace is a powerful practice. Not only does it reconnect you back to your own inner world, to understanding that you have a choice of where you place your attention, but also that you have this ability to envision and set the intention to send out a pulse of inner peace outside of you, and that you can then become someone who creates the intention of doing something energetically powerful in this world. And then wonder with curiosity how it can then affect you, inspire you, activate you to become someone who takes steps to create peace, connection, love with those in your life who are a priority and everyone who you come into contact with. That curiosity can lead to action in the most beautiful, divinely aligned ways. Thank you so much for being here with me today. If you're wondering about more self-care practices and meditations and what you can do to bring more peace, more activation, more intention into your daily life, I invite you to head on over and receive my free gift. It's the 3-step magic morning practice. It's the one self-care practice that I've been doing consistently for over a decade. And I would say it's the one practice that, if nothing else is happening in my life that is leading to self-care, it's the thing that I turn to every single morning, even if I only have a few minutes. It's become my guiding light in reconnecting with myself, with my intuition, with divine guidance. And it's that practice that really helps me become a more patient mother, a more open-minded partner, someone who's willing to release control, to find that inner peace, to be more intuitive and present for my clients, to have the courage and bravery that it takes to keep showing up and in not only running my business, but speaking my truth in my life and in my work. So I invite you to try it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Head on over to elainalipson.com/gift. And you can check it out. It's a free video that I created for you where I share lots of ways that you can create the 3-step magic morning practice. And magic, of course, stands for movement, alignment, gratitude, intention, and connection. And that is what I wish for you. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Again, this is Elaina Lipson, your self-care coach. And if you do try the 3-step magic morning practice, let me know how it goes for you. Find me on Facebook and message me, or on Instagram at Elaina_Lipson, and message me there. I absolutely answer every single message myself, I promise. So have an amazing day, and I'll see you for the next episode of the Divine Self-Care Meditations and Musings podcast. I wish you peace and lots of blessings. And hey, take care of yourself. I'll see you next time.